And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In a quiet hospital room on New York's East Side, Mary Noble's being attended by several doctors and nurses. Her face and hands are completely bandaged, and so it's impossible to tell the extent of her injuries. The doctor in charge is now giving orders, and we hear...
Keep a careful check on her pulse and respiration. She ought to rest after the opiates take effect, but make sure she doesn't move the bandages in her sleep.
Yes, doctor.
Let me know at once if there's any change. All right, I may as well leave now. Nothing more I can do for the moment.
Doctor, if Mrs. Noble's husband should get here, shall I allow him in?
If you make sure he doesn't speak or disturb the patient in any way.
All right, doctor. Doctor. Oh, doctor, is she all right? I just got word and I rushed over as soon as the final curtain was over. Where is she, doctor? Will you let me see her at once?
Just a minute, if you please. Who is it you want to see?
Why, Mrs. Noble. I'm a very close friend of hers. My name is Maud Marlowe. I'm on the stage. The Nobles are my very closest friends.
I see. How did you hear about this accident?
Well, they called me from police headquarters. I got word that Mary is seriously ill. I didn't wait for details, but hurried here. Are you our doctor? Are you the one who's taking care of her?
I am. Dr. Allen is my name.
Well, then can you tell me just what happened? What is this all about?
Mrs. Noble has been seriously burned on the face and hands by acid.
Oh. Well, how could that happen? How did she do it?
She didn't do it, Miss Marlowe. It was thrown at her by another woman. A deliberate act of revenge.
Who is the woman? How could anyone do such a horrible thing?
Miss Vincent, I believe.
Claudia Vincent? What? Why did she do it? What made her suddenly resort to such violence? Oh, it must mean that Mary discovered some evidence against her.
I'm sure I don't know all the details. It's a police matter, Miss Marlowe. Mrs. Noble was brought here in a police ambulance, and we've been treating her burns.
Well, tell me, how serious will the injuries be?
It's too soon to tell, Miss Marlowe. She's suffering from shock at the present time, and we must keep her very still.
Is it possible for me to see her?
I don't advise it. Mrs. Noble is under sedatives at the present, and she wouldn't recognize
me. But couldn't I go inside and wait until she wakes? Just so she could have someone with her when she regains consciousness? I wouldn't make a sound. You can trust me, Dr. Allen. Mary Noble is my dearest friend.
Well, in that case, I see no harm in letting you inside. You may find the patient restless, and she's been suffering considerable pain.
You don't think she may be scarred? You can surely avoid any permanent disfigurement, can't you? She's so lovely, so very beautiful.
We'll do everything we can, but I can't make any promises until we see how she rallies after tonight. We've given her a blood transfusion to strengthen her, and now she's to have rest. I must caution you again to be very quiet if you go into her room. That is the only condition on which I can allow you inside.
I promise, Dr. Allen, of course. I wouldn't do anything to make her condition worse. Do you happen to know whether her husband has been told of this horrible accident?
I have no idea, Miss Marlowe. Our staff here has been occupied with dressing the burns and getting the patient quiet. I'll just tell the nurse that it's all right for you to be here.
Thank you, Doctor.
Right this way, then. Well, Miss Clark, this is Miss Marlowe, a close family friend. I've given permission to let her stay in the room as long as she's quiet.
Very well, Doctor. Will you sit here, Miss Marlowe?
Thank you. May I just look at her? I'll be very still.
Remember, if there's any change, notify me at once, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Allen.
Oh, all those bandages. You can't see her face at all. And those poor hands. How could anyone do such a thing?
The bandages are necessary in cases of serious burns.
Poor Mary. Poor baby. To think this should happen. You always mistrusted Claudia Vincent. You always said she was dangerous. How right you were. Oh, nurse, you do think they'll manage to heal the burns without serious scars?
It's too soon to say, Miss Marlowe. They're doing everything they can.
Yes, of course. Well, why does she keep moving like that? She's not awake, is she?
No, she isn't conscious. The sedatives have taken effect.
Larry, where are you, Larry? Why don't they let you come to me? Why are they keeping you away?
Should I speak to her?
No, she isn't
Carla,
conscious.
Tell me you won't leave me. Tell me you didn't mean it. Why don't you answer me, Larry?
Have you any idea if her husband has been notified?
I'm sure I don't know, Miss Marlowe.
Well, she keeps calling to him. Wouldn't it be better if he could be here to speak to her?
I don't believe she would recognize his voice. Not right now, at any rate.
Larry, you won't let anything happen to us, darling. Tell me, you won't let anyone keep us apart. Larry, darling.
And at the same time, Larry Noble's being awakened by the guard of his cell block in the New York City jail, where he's been held on a charge of murdering Oliver Wilson, the young ne'er-do-well. And we hear...
Okay, Mr. Noble. Wake up and get your clothes on.
Huh? Huh? What time is it, guard?
Oh, what do you care? You're getting out of this place.
What? What's that? I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. All you got to do is get your clothes on and come to the DA's office. I got orders to bring you in right now.
At this hour of the night?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
Sorry to go, Mr. Noble. Is that it, huh? Maybe you got kind of used to the place after all, huh?
Oh, sure. I'm used to it, all right. It's been delightful, every minute of it. But if they think they can get me out of bed and question me for hours just before my trial begins, they're in for a big surprise.
All I know is what they told me. Orders from the DA's office to get you there on the double. What plans they got for your entertainment, they didn't tell me. It's like that most of the time. I guess they got no confidence in us guys.
All right, unlock the door. I'm ready.
You ready? Boy, that was some fast job at that. You can make tracks when you want to. I'll hand you that.
Right. I'll follow you.
Hey, sure got a lot of surprises in this joint, no fooling. Getting a guy out of his cell at this hour is something new. After he's been waiting around all this time.
They probably think they can trip me up because I'm sleepy. Well, let them try.
Okay, now, Mr. Noble, just leave me unlock this door. I'll turn you over to the other guys. And if I don't see you again, good luck.
Thanks for the little joke. You'll be seeing me again, you know it.
And several minutes later, Larry is ushered into the office of the district attorney, where he sees several officers standing at the entrance. And seated at the desk is Assistant District Attorney Patterson. Now, as Larry approaches, Patterson rises and speaks.
I guess this order has come as a surprise to you, Mr. Noble.
Nothing surprises me anymore. But it does seem a little rough to get a man up for questioning just a few short hours before he goes on trial for his life.
That's not our purpose. As a matter of fact, I have good news for you. The best possible news.
Yes, I can imagine.
You're a free man, Mr. Noble.
What do you mean I'm a free man?
Just that. The murder of Oliver Wilson has been solved, and you have been found innocent.
Oh, here now, just a minute. You're going too fast. How did all this happen?
Your wife uncovered evidence that proved your innocence.
Did it prove who killed Oliver Wilson?
Yes. Miss Claudia Vincent murdered him.
Claudia? Are you sure?
Entirely sure. Mrs. Noble found the pair of gloves worn that night when Miss Vincent put a rope around Mr. Wilson's neck and pulled him up into the wings of the theater by the counterweights. There was evidence of rope burns on the palms of the gloves.
I can't believe it. And Mary found the evidence. How did she do it? How could she possibly do it when the entire police force hadn't been able to find the evidence?
We owe her a great debt of thanks, Mr. Noble. Oh. It's not an easy thing to find that we were wrong in accusing you of the murder. And on behalf of this department, I extend my deepest apologies for a grave mistake.
Oh, that doesn't matter now. All that matters is for me to talk with my wife at once. If you really mean that I'm a free man.
There's no question of that. And I'll gladly turn over a police car to take you directly to Mrs. Noble.
Thanks. I suppose she'll be at the hotel where she's been staying.
Mr. Noble, this is very difficult for me to say. Your wife has had an accident.
Huh?
A serious accident. I warn you that it'll be a shock when you see her.
What are you talking about? What's happened? I want to know the truth.
Your wife is in the hospital at present. Everything's been done that can be done. You can be sure of that. But at the same time,
please, please, let's not waste any more time. Take me to Mary right away.
Larry turns to the door as two officers follow to the police car. It'll rush him to Mary's side. But what will be the outcome of Mary's injury? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.